Before I start this episode, I would like to thank you for downloading and listening. We appreciate you, and we also appreciate anyone who supports us in various ways. One of the ways you can support us is by using our affiliate link for Amazon, that is nop.ink/Amazon. And if you already shop there, you can just bookmark our link and shop to your heart's content, and you help support us when you get a little something something as you buy things. So that is nop.ink/Amazon. Bookmark it and shop to your heart's content. And lastly, I just want to tell you about Ranger Stop and Pop in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, if you've heard of Ranger Stop, it is a convention that happens yearly in Orlando, Florida, but now it has expanded into Atlanta, Georgia. And this year, June 21st to the 23rd, you can experience Ranger guests and pop culture guests. So if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, if you are going on a little summer vacay in June and you want to get your little Ranger on, you want to get your little pop culture on, then you can go and buy tickets at rangerstopatlanta.com. And you can use the offer code NPS to get 10% off any tickets. In addition, if you buy tickets from now until March 31st, you could be entered to win an autographed Mighty Morphin Red Ranger helmet autographed by Austin St. John. So buy your tickets now. You can get 10% off using the offer code NPS, and you'll be automatically entered to win a free autographed Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Red Ranger helmet autographed by Austin St. John. So you can go to rangerstopatlanta.com and get more information. Now to the show. Everyone, Lisa J here with another episode of No Pink Spandex, and I have with me, the regular, Jeremy is on the line.
Yes, as always, dependable.
So stuff happens, right? You know, prepare for a show, and then life happens. So we have a new crew who has graciously accepted to come on to the show. Yes, we have three. Well, actually, you know what? One person, friend of the show, Jason is here. Not Font or Frank or Harvey or
there's
Chan.
This is literally the only situation where I've had to deal with people that have my name. Like, the Power Rangers fandom is the only time that that's happened.
Yeah. There's a lot of Jasons.
And
yeah.
I'm not as good as any of them, so I'm sorry. But I'm here.
So yes, well,
I mean, not yes
that you're not as good as any of them. I'm saying yes that you are a friend of the show, and we're happy to have you. Wow.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. And we have another friend of the show. We got Batgirl on the line. Hey, girl.
Hello.
All right. Now, Batgirl, You do all the things with the Toku ladies, right?
Yes. That's been we've been hosting for 5 years now.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And last but not least is a friend of the show, like forever, ever, right? So we just got friends of the show. So Victor is also on the line. Hey, Victor.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, you know, Victor be out here doing his thing, living his best life at Power Morphicon. So, literally, there are people that you meet, right? And, like, you know.
Ever since the first one, yeah.
Right. And, like, it's unfortunate that you only get to meet them or see them at one particular convention. You know, so but like occasionally, like we've met up before, you know, if he's in New York, we met up before and whatever. But like, other than that, it's just like, all right, see you in 2 years. One of those. But friend of the show, all friends of the show, I'm glad that we are all gathered here together.
These are our replacement rangers right here.
Oh Lord.
Oh God, we're the Stone Canyon Trio.
Yes. Yes.
I would prefer the term stun casting.
We only ever see Seamus from behind holding the guitar. No, he's here. He's here, guys. I swear.
Just dub in Nick's voice.
He's a lurker now, I think.
Oh Lord. So we are gathered here because Beast Morphers episode 2 just dropped. But before we talk about that, I just want to get, you know, people's reactions, hot takes, if you will, to the premiere, because you guys have never talked about the premiere on this show. So briefly, what are your thoughts? What are your first things that just came to mind?
It was an absolute delight. And after the last 2 years of show, it was everything I wanted. And I need all of the toys immediately. My poor wallet.
Yes, all of our poor wallets. See,
luckily, I have all the toys from when GoBusters was airing because it was one of my favorites. But to see it now.
I just started watching GoBusters. I'm about 25 episodes in, and other than my wife buying me the Morpher for my birthday, I have not gotten any toys, so I need all of them.
Okay, so yeah, Jason, what did you think?
I was just amazed that I didn't feel a little bit dumber for having watched it. I stopped watching after Dino Charge ended. I gave Ninja Steel like one episode, but it didn't do anything for me. So almost immediately I was like, I like these characters. I like this universe. I love the aesthetic. And it feels like somebody put some effort into it.
There was more world building and lore in the first 8 minutes of Beast Morphers than there wasn't all of Ninja Steel.
It never insulted our intelligence. And finally, after 9 seasons of Saban Nickelodeon, I can finally say that, yeah, they finally nailed it.
Yeah, you know, while there was Dino Charge had a moment of like television. it there was a moment, right? And then it kind of dipped into Super Dino Charge or whatever we want to call it. You know, it kind of dipped. But there was a moment. So there was a little blip. It was like, okay, it's a television show. It kind of, you know, but yes, overall, it's been hard for us fans to watch the show. Been hard. So for a decade.
I mean, I'm going to be a little contrary. I actually enjoyed a lot of the Neo Saban era because it's what brought a lot of my friends into the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Samurai was one of my co-hosts' first show, and it was her first Power Rangers, and she was watching it with her son and got into it. The first episode, my wife had only watched Mighty Morphin, and then I showed her the Gia and Emma's special flower. And that got her to start watching the shows. And we really, really enjoyed Dino Charge, even with the ending. So I've enjoyed a lot of the Neo Saban era. It's just that it's been not quality rewatch. I'm going to put on Power Rangers just as background noise. I'll put on something else instead. But it's not all bad.
You are a special unicorn.
That's a really interesting like take on it, because I can't, like, I've been watching Power Rangers all my life. I can't imagine coming to Samurai and having that be my first, like, and I can't, like, I can see how you might over, like, you could look past a lot of the stuff that bothers us because it's your first experience at it. Like, you've never seen anything else, so that's fascinating to me,
but
actually.
They pushed it like that, though, remember? I mean, like, they literally jammed the Mighty Morphin theme in your face. Mm-hmm. They literally, like, there was, like, a whole bunch of, like, Mighty Morphin situations that they were trying to, like, force in your eyeballs, you know? So, like, yeah, sure. And really, if you think about whatever your first season was, you more likely than not are going to love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because ain't nobody going to tell me. Okay, that Mighty Morphin was a hot piece of trash. Ain't nobody gonna tell me that.
Yeah.
I mean, every season is someone's favorite, and the nice thing about the Power Rangers universe is that it's so diverse that everyone loves something about it. I have friends who really love Ninja Steel. I don't get it personally, but it makes them very happy.
Yeah, and there were things about Ninja Steel that I was like, oh yeah, yeah, no, I like. Yeah, you know, the couple thing. Yeah, have more of that. Have more of that. More of that. Don't cut out kisses. More of that, though. Do that. That'd be great. So, yeah, so, like, I just, it was just nice to see that the premiere was something that a lot of people, like, across the board were like, hey, we are into this, more of this, you know? Because, like, it's been a while since we've had that.
Mm-hmm. It's very refreshing.
Yeah. I would agree with that. The thing that struck me the most when I was watching it, or after I finished it, was that it did, for like the first time in a while, it did what a premiere should do. You know, it established some rules of the universe. It established characters and reasons that we should care. It established the beginning of a plot, and it's like all that works together, and I want to see where that goes. So, like, as a premiere, it was very, very solid.
He had a good pace.
Mm-hmm. No, it was the best premiere since RPMs in terms of world building, in terms of characterization, in terms of, okay, you know who these people are and what they're doing and setting up conflict and everything a premiere is supposed to be doing.
Interesting how you say RPM.
Hmm. Oh, this season is the love child of RPM and Jungle Fury, and it's amazing.
Interesting how you say RPM. Interesting. Yeah. As we talk about the second episode.
That is interesting, though, because when I was watching the episode earlier, I was thinking, it's like you could really play this as kind of like a sequel to Lightspeed Rescue, almost, with the way they work with the city, and they come in the way this, like, especially how they, the Zords and everything, come out of the city and of different buildings and stuff.
It's got a very Lightspeed and SPD feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very SPD with all the sets. Mm-hmm.
So, now we come to episode 2, Evox's Revenge. Okay. Who he having revenge against? I don't know yet, but we're going to find out. So, we start out with Blaze and Roxy, the Avatars. Okay, not like the comatose folks that are back up in GB, as I call it, right? And they land in Spy Kids 3D. So, and then they also meet Scrozzle. Scrozzle.
I have no idea where they came up with that name, but I can't take it seriously.
I mean, honestly, I think it's on par with most of the other names that we've gotten throughout 20 years of this show. So,
when he first said his name, I thought he said Scrapper, and I'm like, oh, that's a good name. And then later, I'm like, oh, it's Scrozzle. That's a less good name.
Well, you know, and then, like, here's the thing, right? Like, if you know that your name is, like, hype, right? If you know your name is popping, right? I can believe you and say, yo, this is my kingdom. You in my dimension. All right. Tronics, I got my Tronics here. You better bow down. I'm just like, bro, your name is Scrozzle. Like, how could
It'd be like if you had to choose between two rival kings and you've got King Charles over here and King Jeff on the other side. Which one are you going to take more seriously?
Oh, man.
So I was like, all right, Scrozzle's trying to flex. I get you. I hear you. Okay. But it was literally 3 seconds later that Evox snake looking dude is, you know, shimmying through something and attacks the Tronics and then is telling Scrozzle, if anybody gonna be bowing down to anybody, it's gonna be me. I'm like, all right. Like, I didn't know that he was that. So, like, this is what I guess my question is. Where is Evox? Like, what is he slithering through? Like, where is he?
You know, for all the exposition, I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. I think they were saying that when they got teleported, they got a bunch of the random junk from the lab. So, like, maybe they got, like, a computer caught in there or something? I don't know. Maybe? Question mark.
The original virus, maybe, in the premiere episode?
I'm just going to look at it as another dimension.
Yeah. I'm really liking a lot of the designs for this show, but this area is not, it's not up to par.
But still, they gave a reason for why they actually need the Morphex energy. Like, that's more than they've had in a lot of it. It's like, okay, we're going to go steal this thing. Well, why?
Just because.
So
they're angry. Their world is hideous.
That's what they really want to leave. It's hideous, right? So here's the thing, right? I'm going to assume that Evox, right, he is the virus itself, right? And it's manifesting in this snake-looking thing just for the television, right? Because, you know. So in the premiere, we saw this virus situation infect different parts of the lab and yada, 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 yada. And so it is within the series of tubes of the interwebs. It's in the electric grid.
It's in the pipes.
It's in the pipes.
It's in the data.
It's in the Chamber of Secrets.
The Matrix.
It's in the Matrix. Okay.
It came from the sewers.
Yes.
It is mutagen. That's true.
So I guess we'll leave that up. But wherever he is, he wants to get out, right? That's where I was going with this, right? I'm just not, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to like figure out where this fool is because, you know, for kicks and giggles. I just want to figure out where he's trying to leave, you know? he's already infecting a whole bunch of crap. Like, he should be chill. Like, yo, I got my revenge already. I'm good. Y'all messed up. Like, I guess he wants to do more harm. And so, therefore, he's all complaining like, yo, I want to get out. I need to get out of here. And Scrawls was like, oh, I can help you, and I have a transporter that's on my arm, but it has no power. Oh, well. And then, what's her name? The Roxy was just like, yep, we got that Morphex, so maybe this can help. Whoop-de-boo. And there's where we're like, here's the basis of everything that's ever going to happen throughout this whole season, is them getting the Morphex to get Evox out of whatever matrix that he's in.
Yes.
Sounds like it.
It's fine. You know, it's fine.
It's Go Busters. I mean, that's what it is.
He's basically a computer virus trying to get inside the Morphin Grid, and, you know, that's a plot we've never seen before. So.
And.
Look, Evox just wants to go outside.
Yeah. Just wants to play. The mayor warned these folks about this. He literally said, yo, I don't think you should use the tapping into the Morphin Grid. I don't think this Morphix is a good idea. I'm just saying, hello. And he literally warned them. He literally did. And episode 2.
Well, they established that their decision-making skills were not the greatest when they chose Blaze to be their initial Red Ranger.
This is true.
Clearly, there's not a lot of thinking going on.
There is some unfortunate thinking, yes, there is. But yeah, I'm Scrozzle is looking to be like he's the tech guru of everything. He builds everything. He built the tronics. He built the he probably built that transporter that's on his arm. He built a whole bunch of stuff and what have you. So, he's, and oh, I think he built also the what you call it, or maybe upgraded the, I guess, morph keys, morph X keys that help,
sell merchandise.
Yeah.
morph and sell merchandise. Yes. So yeah, Blaze is all up in there like, yo, I don't need no protection. I'm good. I'm like, how are you still boastful? Like, first of all, this other team done transported you like far away. You couldn't do nothing. And now you got to depend on a Scrozzle. So he needs to just bow down. Anyway, let's see here. Then we move on to the next scene of Hey Girl Hey and Hey Boy Hey. We just came out of the battle simulator.
Isn't that super convenient how last episode ends? Let's go to the simulator. This episode starts. We just got done with the simulator, so we don't have to show the simulator. It's great. No, that'd cost money. Just tell everybody how cool it is.
They could just reuse the simulator from VR Troopers. It would be fine. Seamus isn't here. Someone has to say it.
There's no battle grid alert.
It's too early for budget cuts, so we might see it later.
But you guys, how are we supposed to know that it's like the best video game?
Yeah, that's one thing I noticed with Devin is that like three times in this episode, he's like, this is just like my video games. Oh man, this is going to be just like my video game. That's a great video game. And I'm like, that's not how human people beings talk.
You have never met my wife.
No, but like name a video game.
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
Even if it's a fake X-Aid game, just name something.
For real. Well,
that would have been a nice thing, but I mean, it would be nice to know what he plays. I mean, at least, I mean, going back to Shinkenjo, Chiaki would name drop Tekken.
Yeah, but I mean, they could be fake games. I mean, they probably have to be fake games, but right. Like actually talk like someone who has played a video game. Don't, you know, talk like a real life version of Kid Vid from the Burger King Kids Club. Like,
it was cool.
Be a person.
Awesome and cool.
So,
you can,
I mean,
actually know how many times they say that. They repeated that word.
Yeah.
Even with remember this past ranger called Ethan James. You remember him?
Remember that guy who
would literally talk about video games all the live long day and talk about the type of video games that he would play and literally say, "This is like that thing that I just did with the thing with this particular thing." I'm like, yeah, you can be annoying, but at least I can understand what type of, like, you know, video games that you're into or what have you. Don't just say video games.
It was definitely more passable. It wasn't like as just like very bland surface level the way Devin was. Like he sounded like someone playing the role of somebody who likes video games, while at least Ethan kind of sounded like he actually played video games.
Right. So, but listen, everything else about Devin, though, or as I call him, Devon, everything else about him was fine with me, except for this one particular thing.
See, so, I didn't even think the video games thing was that bad necessarily. Like, I mean, yeah, you could have set aside the time and like made up a couple of fake video games or something, but that's just even more exposition in an episode that already has a ton of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel also.
I just look at what he was doing when he said that, and it's like, you know, the specific thing in my memory is when he's getting into the cockpit of the Zord, and like, you know, he's at the like the motorcycle like controls and stuff, and he's like, oh, and so like when he says it's like a video game, it's like, oh, he plays racing games. Okay. That's really all I need to know.
To me, it's going to be one of those things is, are we still doing this in episode 12? Because if we're still doing this in episode 12, where every time you look at anything remotely electronic and somehow mention video games, it's going to be a little over the top. If we get to that point.
I'll agree with that. If they don't do anything with this going forward, then yes, it'll be a problem. But as of right now, it's just... it's character trait.
And I would say, if he didn't say it like three times in the span of like 20 minutes, wouldn't be talking about it. If he said it once, cool. Yeah. All right. You do that thing. Cool. Mm-hmm. We people will say that. Cool. But it was like three distinct times. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah. Just to the
cockpit
one.
Saw you play a video game in the premiere. We get it. We saw. And even here's the thing. I'll even give a specific example using the same show. Okay. In the premiere, we knew that he played video games because we saw him with a handheld, okay? Then, when his father brought up, hey, you know, I'm going to the whatever, blah, blah, you know, Grid Battle Force, yeah. He's like, whoa. They have the battle simulator. Can I do that? like, you knew that he would be excited for that because it's a simulator. It simulates like you would, you know, you got virtual reality, yada, 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 whatever, whatever. So, like, it was implied. Like, it was a lot of, like, you got it. Like, you got, yeah. Like, he's into it.
Like we always say, show, don't tell. It's very much that. If you just want to show the characteristic as opposed to if you just keep seeing it, it ends up becoming his epic or his whatever, his dumb Red Ranger line of the year if you get too far into that territory.
Well, I get to bring that up, bro.
Like, hey, if it becomes that, I'll call it out on it. Right now, it's fine. You're okay right now.
You get three. He has a quota, right? Yes. You got three.
We're two episodes in. You've got a buffer for now. For now, you've got a buffer. But you're on watch. Okay.
But who else is on watch, right? Is Ravi and Zoe, right? Because this is where we get to the part where, you know, there's going to be this announcement that's going to be made in Nate's lab, right? And Ravi is walking like, yeah, no, I know what this is. You know, he's
douching it up.
You know, because come on, Commander's going to pick a leader. You know, that's going to be me. What's happening?
Yeah, he's just dancing there like nepotism.
I mean, it's we can see that he's a very confident man by the eyeliner that he wears every day.
First of all, I don't mind it.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm merely pointing out that he's very confident to wear, because most guys don't wear eyeliner every day, but this guy does. So he's got that confidence.
Don't knock his guyliner.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm merely pointing
competition
out.
With Blaze, though, for who's got better makeup. So
for real?
Oh, okay. That's not even a competition.
Yeah, Blaze has got it going on.
Look, David Bowie Jr. is doing a fantastic job with his makeup.
Yes.
First of all, Robbie, though, got that hair. He got that bouffant. Okay? So I'm just saying. Like, you know, it's a tight heat. Right?
Blaze wishes that he had Robbie's aesthetic. He wishes he had everything. It's not a competition.
You know, so Robbie is out here like, yo, all right, you know us. You know, he's literally preparing to be named the leader. Right? And in a sense, I don't blame him. Right? Like, the other two kind of turned evil a little bit, so I'm the only OG of the GB.
Yeah.
So makes sense. And then Zoe's rolling in like, excuse me, just because she's your mom, don't mean that you're gonna be it. I'm like, dang, the burn.
Yeah, it's very good. Like, I mean, that is his best point. Is I actually trained for this. You are two randos, so. Probably should be me. So he does have a point. That's good. And I like the fact that, you know, he's willing to fight for it. But the whole thing, I think, with this whole discussion, and they get back to it later, is the fact that Ravi really comes off. I think it's interesting that he comes off as a very privileged person in the sense that, like, he's been doing this for so long. You know, his mom's in charge. Like, there's just no second option to him. You know, like, he doesn't really have a firm grasp of any sort of outside world in that sense. Like, this is what it is. He was going to do this. He's still doing this. The other two aren't even Ranger. You know, we didn't even train for this. It's just going to be me because this is my thing, straight up. You know, like, he doesn't really understand struggle.
Yeah, but then they also did a completely turn on Zoe. That she wanted to be the leader and whatnot. And then on the premiere, she was very humble. Like, I will be a ranger until Roxy gets back to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, oh, I want to be leader. I'm like, but weren't you being nice in the premiere?
Like 2 seconds ago, weren't you this meek and mild?
Exactly. Chick?
Like, what happened? Where'd you get all this, you know, confidence from, laundry girl? Like, where'd you get all of that from?
It is interesting. I feel like she's kind of got that sort of whistling through the graveyard thing in the sense that, like, you can tell she isn't, like, super comfortable, but she's forcing herself to be. Like, in the first episode, you know, how, like, she was going to run away. Her instinct was to run away, and then she's like, no, I'm not going to run away. I'm going to go towards it. I'm going to solve this problem. Mm-hmm. And then even here, like, she has this sense where, like, she needs to prove herself, you know, because she did flunk out of the academy. And she did get to become a ranger by a fluke. So I think that's kind of her whole sense is that she's like, I have to prove that I belong. I'm trying to save, you know, I couldn't save this chick who should be the Yellow Ranger. So I really got to show and prove that I deserve to be here.
That was how I interpreted it also, that she really is like, this is how I'm going to show that I belong here and that I have earned my place. And also, I don't want you to just get it by default.
I can understand the not getting it by default, right? I can understand that. Because everything else, I'm just like, sure. But, you know, I guess, yeah, proving us, yeah, sure. But it just seemed like a little over. Like, it was just like the conflict wouldn't really have presented itself only for the fact that, well, there's only three of them. So then who else is, I mean... Devin is not going to be all like, yeah, I think I should be the leader. Like, you know, so by default, who is Robbie going to have a conflict with? It would be Zoe and whatever. So, you know, I thought it was a little, I just like the burn. I'm not going to lie. I was just like,
yeah, I would agree with that. It definitely came across to me more like a reaction to him just assuming it was going to be him, where it's like, well, it could be me. It should be me. Why do you think it should be you? Just because your mom's the leader?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, they finally meet their Zords, and I'm lying. They meet their B spots. My bad. They go and meet their B spots.
And it's time for Kelson to get another paycheck.
Welcome back.
You've never left.
Oh gosh, so you have Jax first, and Jax don't like to be called cute at all. Okay, just because he looked like a big old Pikachu don't mean likes to be called cute. Okay.
Oh, he's hella salty. I love
don't call Danny DeVito over here cute.
Oh.
Okay. So I was initially because I watched GoBusters back in the day, and it's been a minute. And so even when I remember when the info was coming out about GoBusters and them having their buddy roids, I'm just like, oh, Jesus, Lord, Jesus. I was very hesitant. I was just like, this is going to be some hot mess. But it actually turned out pretty cool and how they interacted with their buddy roids and whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. The same thing here. I'm like, Lord Jesus. And it actually turned out fine. Like, it was fine. It's the first time. It was their first introduction or what have you. But I didn't have a problem with the Beast Boots. I didn't have a problem with them. So, there was Jax. Then there's Smash. Okay. Who likes hugging. And he went in for the hug. With Robbie.
He was looking for free hugs, but not free hugs this time.
And Robbie is not into the hugging.
Stranger danger.
I'm seeing it now. Flash forward to the finale. He finally gets his hug.
Aw.
But you know what? I so want to see, right? Not the easy route of that, right? Because everybody expects that. Like, oh, he's going to warm up and he's going to hug Heathy. I want to see, be like, listen, okay? Do you consent to me hugging you? No, it's still not cool. Awesome. Consent. Yay.
That is
set. Yay for consent.
That is exactly what I'm hoping for. I mean, it is, when it comes down to it, a children's show, and they have always been teaching lessons, and it is never too early to start. Especially for kids, like, if somebody wants to hug you and you don't want to hug them, that's okay.
There's other ways of showing appreciation. You can teach that. Don't touch me. Some people don't want to be touched. It's fine. It's quite all right. Some people don't touch my head. Some people don't touch my hair. Me. Some people, I'm not into hugs. You can shake my hand. Some people, shaking my hand, you can give me a hug. It's fine.
I mean, but Lisa, when we've met, I'm asked, do you hug? Because I hug people, but I try to ask first. Like, some people don't hug.
Yeah, and if I hold my hands open wide, ready to hug, and it don't happen, I'm just like, yep, that happened. My bad. Okay. And then you put your hands down, and that's it. You keep it moving. But, like, that would be great. in 2019, if it's just like, hey, we don't hug, and that's cool, but Robbie shows his appreciation for his little B-spot in another way, because really and truly, if we're really going to get into it, is that they really trying to say that, oh, Robbie, he's a stick in the mud, he just, you know, he don't really like, you know, whatever. But I'm just like, show it in a different way. Let him soften up in a different way. Don't let some big old metal that just turned on today for me and then be like, I'm just hugging this fool. What if this fool kill me?
Do you think Ravi's okay with the fact that every time he gets into his Zord, he's basically straddling Smash's face? That's pretty close, right?
Smash should be appreciative that they are that close. And he should just take it. There you go.
All right,
Smash. All right.
So they can come up with an awesome secret handshake.
Ah. That'd be cool. I mean, he doesn't have fingers, but yeah, that'd be cool. Does he have fingers? I don't even know.
But they're molded on like a Megazord fist.
Got you.
Yeah.
And then you have Cruz, who's forgettable. That was a trait for what's his name in Go Buses, right?
Yes. He has no sense of direction.
Yeah. All of them have the same basic personalities as their Go Busters counterparts, more or less.
Except Smash isn't as anxious. Gorosaki was very anxious.
He's the whole thing. Oh, I'm the big guy, so I'm like the soft one. The whole deal. So. Yeah.
So they were cute, you know, and then Cruz turns into a bike. That's a thing, because, you know, everything's awesome. Everything's so awesome. Awesome. Q and Ben and Betty. The three, the Stone Canyon crew. What do y'all think? What do y'all think about Ben and Betty so far?
I'm a little torn because it's been a while since they've had a comic relief duo that I've really enjoyed. But I'm getting a lot of Boom feels from them. And that I'm okay with. And also, there's no fart jokes. So that's great.
That's true. 2 weeks, yeah. No fart jokes.
So there wasn't even a joke about his weight, at least none that I can remember. It was just, they're just kind of awkward.
Yeah. General bumblery from both of them.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised, because usually those characters kind of get on my nerves a little bit, because you can tell sometimes they're trying a little too hard. But I don't know. I just like the fact that these two are, like, useful members of the team. Like, they're not just there to be the funny, like, oh, look, they fell over off to the side. That's hilarious. Like, yeah, they screwed up the little shocky thing, but they still held their own in a fight. Like,
although Commander Shaw was like, because like Devin, right? He asked. Oh wait, I thought you two were security. Like, what happened? And Commander Shaw was just like, Ben and Betty assist her in areas that are in need. Or where she sees fit, and some areas where she doesn't see a fit at all. So, yeah.
When she needs to laugh. When she needs to laugh, call Ben and Betty. But they're good. They're being really good comedy relief and also helpful characters, not just the joke, the usual jokesters and butter jokes.
And they have more distinct personalities, at least, like, I'm tiny and I want to be appreciated, so I'm feeling a little personally attacked by Betty.
Wait, you're feeling attacked by Betty?
Personally attacked.
Attached!
I mean, she's my height and she wants to be appreciated, and I'm like, why are you coming straight for me? That's not fair.
I'm very confused. Wait, you
never
you got,
mind.
You got beef with Betty?
No, I love her. She's
saying she identifies with her.
Yes, I over identify with her. I'm tiny and I want people to appreciate me.
Got you. Yeah, no, because the actress is like 4'11.
She's an inch shorter than me. It's
yo, for real though, like I never like meet people who are shorter than me, so it's great. I'm just like, yay! Short people!
Right? Like, I'm five feet tall. It's great.
Whoa, snap. I'm 5'3". Like, you know, and people like, keep looking down on me. And I'm just like, listen, I'm just shy of average. Just shy.
Aw. Y'all are adorable.
I mean, you say look down on you. Is like, where else are we supposed to look?
That's
you
true.
Just look straight ahead.
I need appreciation, okay? For all of my fives and my threes, okay? Need appreciation.
But it's good, all the appreciation for all the different ethnicities and shapes. So it's good. It's good casting on all over the characters around. That you see a Latino, you see an Asian, you see... Help me out.
It's probably the most diverse cast they've had in a really long time.
I mean, Ninja Steel had a diverse cast. They did. I mean, what is it? I was going to call him Rick and Morty. Nope.
Victor and Monty.
Thank you. Close enough. I mean, other than them, like, all the Rangers were ethnically diverse. Thank you. Yeah. So that was nice. I mean, I remember when they were first announced. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so nice, right? And you know, then we saw the season, but then now they're spreading the diversity into the comedic characters. So yeah, that is true. That's true. True that. So that's nice.
Yeah, I agree that Ben and Betty are kind of like, I'm torn at this point in time. Like, I do like seeing them be useful. Like, the best thing was the fact that they ran in and saved Devin. Like, that was fantastic. Like, that showed genuine usefulness, and, like, they actually were trying, you know, they were scared, but they were willing to run in and help. And then on the other hand, it's like, okay, so why are they allowed to do every job? Like, those two specifically, when you have, like, a billion extras that all look competent at their jobs. Like you got the chick sitting at the console with the bad bangs. You got her. You could get her to do something. Like why
bad bangs? Why are you going to say why?
She's got bad bangs, but yeah. But you got so many people wandering around. Like what is it about those two specifically? Like they're going to eventually need some sort of backstory that gives them a connection to the commander.
And not just because they're brother and sister and they're like traumatized and they need to stick together and work on things or whatever. Like we've done that before.
Yes. Better.
So then we go back to Spy Kids with Scrozzle. It's Roxy was asking Scrozzle, like, why is he hiding from this rando robot called Vargoyle? The names. Okay, so many names. Got you. And Scrozzle was trying to tell him, listen, like, if you knew who Vargoyle was, you'd be hiding too. Okay? So he needs to back up and let me do me. Okay? I'm really trying to take them seriously. I really am. But there was so much explanation and exposition in this. It was hard.
It makes me interested about things that could potentially happen, but again, they have to happen. And in the last few years, this show has been really good at not explaining things. So while I do feel better about this season after two episodes, I'm still like, you're going to have to get to this stuff. You know, like, who's Vargoyle? I guess it's a virtual gargoyle. I guess that's where they got the name because they're so clever. Just so clever.
Well, then I'm going to need to see a Volias. I'm going to need to see a Brooklyn. And I need to see a Bronx.
Then, I need a Voldemona.
Yeah, where's Voldemona? Yeah. But Scrozzle, like, I think he's a unique monster, too. I don't think there's a counterpart for him. Like, I think they completely made him from scratch.
I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did some digging. He kind of looks a little RPM-ish. Kind of got a little bit of that. A little RPM-ish, a little Zio-ish. A little bit of that in there. And maybe he's from the alternate RPM or the other one. Or the one where your team says hi, or I don't know.
There's,
yeah, But and I don't like the fact that they got the voice actor. They got the same guy who did Cosmo last season.
Oh,
and I'm like,
really?
Yeah, and I'm like, it's a different, he's doing a different voice, but I can tell it's him, and he's basically playing the exact same role two seasons in a row. I'm like, you probably could have gotten somebody different, probably.
And I liked Cosmo. I'm not gonna lie. I liked me a Cosmo. So it's just like, you know, if you're gonna change it up, this monster better be like awesome. You know what I mean? Like, you can't
The only good thing about Tokuger was the villain designs, and they took one of those for Cosmo, so they did something right there.
I see.
I love Tokuger.
Those villains are hot. I love those villains. But
and then episode 2, we got more fighting sequences.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we got some more sweet unmorphed fights, and we need to keep those up.
Yes, please.
I have missed those so much over the years. I mean, we've been getting more and more, but it's just like never to the extent we did in Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, it's better when you get actors who actually know what they're doing sometimes, you know, like they've gotten away from that because, well, them and PR actors, they always said that, like, back in the day it was they cast people who could fight and then they taught them how to act. And then they slowly changed their philosophy to get people who can act and will teach them to fight. So, but no, the fight itself, I think the best thing about the fight was it also displayed the difference between Ravi and Zoe, in the sense that he was very by the book, taking down the monsters. And then she innovates by like whipping a broom at some guy, you know, when Ravi's too busy bragging. I think it was nice to show that she's much scrappier than him.
Well, 'cause she wasn't trained to be a ranger.
I also really liked her line about like how she left because she had to be working at the same time. She didn't have the chance to just concentrate solely on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes. she wasn't sucking on bottles in GB, you know, while his mom was running the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't. I mean, hello. I mean, I'm guessing. I did not say that happened. However,
it's implied, and that's good when they actually just imply that stuff to you. Just make us think about it, you know? Don't tell us, but actually just make us think about it. And that was great. You got guy who hasn't done laundry versus girl who had missed out on her dream because she had to have a full-time job. It's nice.
It is nice. But let me not forget, okay? Before that fight happened, okay? They finally meet their Zords, and they look wonderful and magical and fabulous, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the time where Commander is about, you know, she's like, all right, and I need a leader. You know, y'all got this new toys, so y'all need a leader. That needs to happen. And then that's when Robbie's like, yep, that's me. All right, let's go. Okay. And then Zoe's like, nah, I don't think so. And he's like, where are you going? Where are you going? She's just like, what experience you got? She's like, I got plenty, girl. Okay, I reorganized the whole Grid Battle Force laundry department. And what? Hey. So, like me, I was with Robbie. I was just like, yo, like, for real? Like, that's what we going with? That's what we going with. You know, okay? All right, cool. But then Commander Shaw, yo.
I love her.
Because Robbie was like, yo, like, yeah, whatever, that, like, that's tough. And she's like, how would you know? You've never done a piece of laundry in your life.
But mom,
lay it down.
There were so many sly comments and just straight up like shade, okay, from Commander Shaw. Just give her more lines where she's like putting people in their place, like just keep doing that. I love that, you know, because sometimes these rangers, they could get a little out of hand, and so you need to have like actual adults to like tell them like, all right, like, mm-hmm. calm down, you know. So it was great. And then she was about to ask what's his nuts,
Davon.
He was going to ask him, like, oh yeah, so who do you think should be the leader, right? What do you think? And he gets distracted by something else that could be in a video game. I don't know. But
yeah, like, that,
Yeah.
That's when he needs to step forward to be like, I'm wearing red. So we don't need this conversation. I'm wearing red.
Honestly, I think the smartest thing that he could have done was what he did, which was not get involved in the little like brother sister spat that Blue and Yellow over there were having in front of their commanding officer. It's not the best way to make your candidacy for being leader of the team.
Well, yeah, and it's nice that he didn't assume he deserved it too.
He probably, honestly, if he'd gotten to answer that question, he probably would have said Robbie should do it because he's got the experience.
Yeah, more than likely. But I just love the whole it's Power Rangers. So you're like, oh, so you've got you're the only one with a B spot that has a bike mode. And for no reason, a giant red blaster was just pushed by us that only you can use. Mm-hmm. You're probably the leader. I'm just going to assume.
And your Zord is the only one that has the legs and the arms and a sword and can beat the monster by itself.
Yeah, it's probably you. I mean, maybe.
I don't know. We could throw the jackrabbit at the monster a few times and see what happens.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. So yeah. No, it's I mean, it was cute. It was cute that they were acting like, okay, all right, you guys, like, we're gonna fight to be who's the leader. That's cute, but we all know what it is. We do. But then, you know, Ben and Betty come rolling through, right? They said, look, there was a security breach. It's right outside Morphex Distribution Center, okay? And you know, the Rangers were running off to do their thing, and then what's her name? And Betty was just like, okay, and we'll go for backup. And Ben's like, we will? What? I'm like, yo, I'm with you, Ben. Ain't nobody got time. I don't know. So she looked at him like, excuse me, we going. I'm like, okay, all right. So they want to be useful, they want to help, they want to have goals and aspirations. So that's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah. Then we see you know, Mini. What's his name? 420 Blaze it. What's his name?
just said Blaze. Yes. Yes, he's siphoning gas out of the bus like Otto with a hose.
The dude really could stand a 420 Blaze it. He needs to calm down.
I just love the idea that you're like this, you're like these evil supervillains, and you've got like a water jug and a hose, and you're just, and you're pumping it like you're churning butter over here. Like, what's going on?
Listen, the art department for Beast Morphers has been pretty on point. So like they literally have. Then they got to the point like, damn, oh, fudge, we ran out of time. We didn't get to fabricate a thing so he can siphon out this Morphex. Okay, all right. Did the water delivery come yet? We got extra?
Yeah.
Okay, we do, right? Okay, great, awesome. We need tubing. We need a crank. All right, we're good to go. Action.
Is this whole season just like a way for Nickelodeon to like repackage their slime and sell it to us?
Oh my gosh.
They got all that green slime everywhere. That's all it is. Lots of green slime.
I mean, they finally put it on. They finally put Beast Morphers on their website. So, I mean, at least they.
Yeah, it's Morphex, guys.
They acknowledge that it exists.
Hooray. Yeah. Baby steps.
Baby steps. Yeah. So, but yeah, no, Blaze is not feeling them because, you know, he's evil now, so we're not friends anymore, and I gotta fight you, and yada, yada, yada.
Were we ever friends to begin with?
Did anyone else think that he took to being evil just a little too easily? Like,
considering how he started out, I mean, he's Jared 2.0.
And it is his avatar, right? So the avatar, like, so real Blaze is comatose chilling. And
preferable.
And then you got this avatar who's just going to be evil, who keeps they keep phasing out.
Glitching.
Glitching, thank you. So, you know, he's probably annoyed that he's like, I'm not a real person. Like, I need to be whole, and these heifers are in my way. So I need to, you know, so like,
shouldn't Roxy be mad that she wasn't deemed important enough to even go on the mission?
You know what? I hope they foster that. I do hope they foster that.
It'd be nice if, like, every week you switched off back and forth.
Or maybe they don't have enough Morphex to send the both of them all the time because, you know, it's a lot. You know, so it's like, all right, one of y'all needs to stay. Oh, Evox picked you. All right, fine. You know, I don't want to get blown. So let's you do that.
It's going to be an epic game of rock, paper, scissors to see who gets to go that week.
An epic game of Roxy, paper, scissors.
Wow. Wow. You should feel bad.
Now, see, that's the video game that Robbie really wants to play.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. But yeah, no, like you guys are saying, like they do need more unmorphed fights, and so that we can connect with these characters. We want to connect with them. We want to see that these people are actually doing the thing that they say to be doing. And it
was nice that Blaze mentions Johnny Karate doing his thing, you know. mentioned their little battle from the first episode. That was nice.
Which Intel knows that they really are like sharing a brain. Like it's literally like, I don't know. What did Nate say? He said that there were legit clones. Like it was a legit clone of each of them. Like actual twins in a sense. So, because I always wondered if they were going to, let's say the evil one, they would start off kind of like with the same mannerisms, but then they would start to have their own memories, thoughts, like that sort of thing, you know. And so when the karate thing came up, I'm like, oh, so you're actually trying to be Blaze? Like, are you like you're not Blaze? You're the twin. So like you
have his memories.
Yeah,
you know.
That was kind of the way that I looked at it. Was more like, I guess more of like a clone, where he's got everything of Blaze up to the point where he was created, and it's at that point that he starts making the new stuff. So yeah. He remembers the karate thing because that happened before he was created.
That's how I saw it also. He's a clone. It's just a corrupted version of him. Not that Blaze really needed that much of a push.
And all right. I was like, corrupted? You mean it's just Blaze?
They just did control V on his personality.
I mean, it's a pretty standard sci-fi trope. It's the version of you with all your memories. It's just not you. It's something that we've seen before, even.
It's Daishi all over again.
Like I said, it's Jared 2.0.
Man, they could not make up their mind with that guy, what they were doing. Sometimes he acted like he was a person. Sometimes he acted like he was Daishi. I don't know. The less said about Jungle Fairy, the better.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, yeah. You know, they're fighting. And then Ravi and Zoe keep beefing with each other in the midst of the fight. And I'm just like, all right, we see what y'all doing, you know, still trying to prove yourselves, still trying to whatever, make the claim of, because like, yo, Ravi kept saying, well, you know, I train as a ranger. Like, he keep mentioning, I'm just like, yo, I train as a ranger. Oh, you a dropout. Oh, so you flunked out. Oh, you were cut. Oh, I'm just like, listen, you are this close to not getting punched in the face, bro. Like, I'm just saying, like, you need to chill about me and my life.
Also, I would stop mentioning how much I trained if these two people who didn't train are just as good as I am.
I'm just saying. And one of them, spoiler alert, becomes the leader over you. Interesting how that works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
he got skied.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's still nice to see some actual conflict between the Rangers.
Yes. No spells involved.
Like, it's an actual personality clash instead of just let's sit around a campfire and sing. Can you tell what the last episode I watched was?
Oh, God.
Ooh,
steal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we get to see their weaknesses because of their powers.
Oh, Lord. Wait a minute. Hold up. Before the weaknesses, though, right? Scrazzle over here loading up viruses, Evox virus. He loading up stuff. He has his makeshift little laptop situation, got the little Morphex going on or whatever. like loads up the virus, plugs it into some tires, okay, creates a Robotron called Cyclotron, or something to that effect. Like how much of RPM are we gonna? Now I know, like, yeah, go buses, yeah, I get, but like, do y'all think that Judlin, low key or high key, is like, you know what? Finally got a season that is, you know, in the same vein of like your SPDs and your RPMs and your, you know, yada, 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 whatever. I could finally have a show that's all mine and I can prove myself.
That's adorable that you think Judlin has initiative. I think that's cute.
Because everybody was talking about Eddie Guzalian. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Eddie Guzalian. He's amazing. We want him back. Eddie Guzalian.
Still do.
And then when Judd took over, we were like, you know, RPM's still good. But, you know, if you were going to compare, rather take the Eddie Guzalian version, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think that Judlin is just like, aha, yes, RPM 2.0 this time? It's all me. I'll show these kids. I'll show them if they don't need an Eddie Guzalian. Or is it just me? Or am I reading into that? It could just be me.
I don't think he cares what we think.
After his comments about thinking that Time Force at MorphCon, I don't care what he thinks. So.
What did he say about Time Force?
That he didn't think it was as good as it could have been, and that the romance with Wes and Jen wasn't really as necessary. And I was just like, I'm done with
it. Wait, pause.
That was huge at the convention.
He basically said that like Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed, Time Force, that whole era was when Power Rangers lost its way.
I remember that part, but I didn't remember the specific part about Time Force and him saying that the romance portion.
That's a little implied because, you know, he's got his whole thing about the Rangers should never kiss, and
he does.
He personally, himself,
not like the powers that be, himself thinks that.
That's what I've heard, so that's just what I've heard. I don't have a definite source on that other than it's been implied.
Because, I mean, all that people could talk about from Time Force was, why didn't he kiss? When they kiss, they were all together. When, like literally, you can, it's like 15 billion years later, and that's like the one thing that people keep asking about. So, listen, we're not saying that Rangers should be tonguing each other and like going down in each other. Like, we're not saying that.
Wow. Okay.
We're not saying that this should be porn hub. Like, that's not what we're saying. Like,
that's what fanfic's for.
Like, and slashfic. Yeah, there you go. But however, like, if you're going to show a couple that like to show compassion with each other, then, and who are written to have almost shown affection in a particular way, then why stop the love? Why stop the love? Don't stop it. Just keep it going. So I just feel like that, you know, that Judd finally has a season on his hands that is similar enough to a previous time where he had to take over for somebody, and now he's like, listen, I had this from top to bottom. I'm gonna show them how you really run a show, because I ain't never get fired. So, but that's just my personal opinion. Anywho, this robot situation is going through here. Cyclotron, whatever the name is, it's, you know, doing the thing, fight, yada, yada, yada. Typical Power Ranger stuff that happens. And And I think what Jeremy, yeah, you brought this up already, right? The Ben and Betty are coming in to save the day, because this is where the weaknesses start to show. So we see that as Devin is wrapping up or fighting or what have you, he's seeing this little dog just run by, you know, start digging. And he's like, oh, hey, little buddy. And he freezes.
You know, I understand why they changed it, but a part of me really wishes it was still a chicken.
So many jokes to make.
Let me tell you something, okay? Let me tell you something, right? Now, I understand why they changed it as well, okay? I get it. Fine. However, comma, I really wanted it to stay chicken because I need him to be afraid of fried chicken. That's it. That's it. All I need in my life. I need to buck stereotypes. I need that to happen. Okay? Like, you know, and then it just be a good laugh. He'd be like, oh, he's afraid of fried chicken. That's funny because he's black. I mean, you know, just a joke for me. That's it. And it'll be fine. And then we move right along. But I understand why they changed it. I get it. So then Ben and Betty, they're like, oh, this is the time. We can come in, save the day. We're going to use our little device that we made to save the day. So I'm like, good. They incorporated that. That's great. That's amazing. Right? They saved the day in their own way. Awesome. Then we get to the other weaknesses, right? Ravi is
trying to murder Zoe
in a nice way.
His weakness is what, domestic violence?
Oh gosh. His weakness is the Me Too movement. No.
No,
not funny. No, his weakness is that he overheats. Yeah. And so when he overheats, he becomes a little aggressive, not too nice. Okay, at first, and it's great for the monster. Fine, you can be aggressive and want to shoot the monster. That's great. However, Zoe, who ain't do nothing to you other than just give you a little lip, starts shooting her too. I'm like, no. So I didn't think that they were going to keep that aspect in, honestly.
I was shocked that they kept that in.
Yeah, I same. I didn't think they were going to do the weaknesses, like, at all, or at least not anything close to what they were.
Like, I had a feeling that they're going to keep the weaknesses in, like, you know, some aspect of it, because it's, like, so prevalent in the Sentai foolishness. However, I didn't think, like, I mean, granted, I think they cut more from, like, him, like, being really aggressive with the monster and really aggressive or whatever, but, like, I didn't think they were going to be like, yo, let me shoot Zoe, too. I was like, all right. Okay. All right. Y'all doing the thing.
And I really like that, because it pays off the argument they were having before. Like, it, you can see where it branches out of that. And that's, I thought that was pretty nice, writing-wise.
Branches out, like, explain.
Well, because they had that, you know, because their confrontation started before they left the base, because they were having the argument over, I should be the leader, and she's like, no, I should, and so you get into the fight, and then his frustrations boil over. He overheats, and then, well, he was already kind of annoyed at Zoe to begin with, so then he just transfers to that when he can't control it. You know, yeah, you see
him? Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm gonna, you got something to say? Rob, I'll shoot you in the face. Jeez. It's like, all right, okay, all right, Robbie, all right. And then what's his name? Zoe's weakness, she loses energy. She, like, it seems as if, not necessarily, like, they didn't really explain hers, really, because she just, like, I'm losing energy. I'm just like, how did you lose energy? Just because you out here too long, like, you out in the sun too long or something? I don't know, but she loses energy, right?
She's a low budget version of the Energizer Bunny.
Oh wow.
Oh, that you know, that actually probably is it. I thought the logic that they used was kind of when they're like, okay, so he's part cheetah, and a cheetah's basically a big cat, and cats don't like
dogs.
So and I'm just like, all right, I'll give you points for at least bothering to come up with something, but that's kind of like that logic doesn't necessarily hold.
Yeah, when he was going through those three things, I was like, okay. Cat being afraid of dog, that makes more sense than a chicken. Okay, Yellow Ranger, she needs a carrot because she's a rabbit. That makes more sense than candy. And then gorilla's strong, don't overheat. Like, what?
It's like, yeah, what? Muscles. When you use all your muscles at the same time, you overheat and then you get gorilla crazy. So, yeah, don't do that.
You know what? They should install a banana smoothie machine in the base. And just like teleport them out to him when he's getting close to being overheated. Just like sit down and drink your cold smoothie.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. No, I I think what I read somewhere, and it's kind of the same thing in GoBusters. It's like their weaknesses are really correlating with computers and how computers behave, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you got one that freezes, one that overheats, and one that just is draining their batteries. This is, you know, you gotta recharge quickly because, you know, and these computers don't last. So I don't know, one little thing is when the rest of the team, like Nate and them, come out to help out the Rangers, and Smash quickly grabs Ravi to like stop him from like attacking Devin too, you know what I'm saying? And well, he finally got his hug. Just, you know, a little aggressive. Just, you know, just from behind.
It's not the consent we wanted, but
not the consent, you know, but he's trying to prevent Ravi from blowing a cap in Devin, and we don't need that. We don't. So I thought it was a little cute. He was just like, well, you know, I'm gonna take it as I get it. Stop being mean. But yeah, the whole thing about them figuring... Okay. All right. I appreciate Beast Morphers. I appreciate the cast. I appreciate, you know, brand new people working together, making a show, giving us a television show to watch. I appreciate it. However, combo. When we get to the part where it is Ravi and Zoe are on the anniversary beds, right? And they're coming up like, if I ever see Blaze, it's gonna be. I'm like, all right, I didn't know that this is the WWE and we are, I didn't know this. If I ever see, like, I didn't know that this is that. And then Zoe's just like, I am gonna beat you too. I'm like, all right, you guys, it's okay. Like, it was cute, but I'm just like, all right, let's take it down a notch. Y'all not that hurt. It's okay. It's all right. And then Devin's like, y'all need to stop. He was like, he literally just out my brain. He's like, y'all need to, what is wrong with y'all? Y'all still fighting? Like, hello?
Those recovery beds looked uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. So probably that's why.
I mean, yeah. I did like that Devin was demonstrating. It was show, not tell. Devin was demonstrating all the leadership skills he needed. Mm-hmm. And they did a good job of showing that and without just being like, okay, you're the leader because you're red.
Which red sneakers, exactly. So, you know. But like, they're like, I'm gonna do the thing. And then Devin's like, shut up. And he's like, you're right. We should work together. Okay. I'm like, okay. All right. So it was cute. I'm like, let's work on that acting chops a little bit of how to act hurt. Cause yeah, they're cute. They're cute. They're cute.
It is early in the season though, and it's always fun to watch and see how much better their acting gets throughout the course of a season.
This is true.
It's already a slightly higher bar than some of the other seasons have started off with.
No, not slightly, like way above job. Like, I'm not even
gonna lie. It's a higher bar, but if they're starting off this high, I look forward to seeing how much better it's going to be by the time it's done.
Yeah, man. Especially when you got Scrozzle over here making giga drones. Okay, new word, giga drones. What were these in GoBusters, Jeremy?
Megazords. Huh? They were called Megazords.
They were mm-hmm. called Megazords.
Yes.
Or Mechazords.
Mega.
Oh,
I see. Remember, GoBusters is the season that said it's morphin' time.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true. Okay, so these giga drones now, like Scrozzle has like 5 billion of them in his little dimension that he can just pull up all the time, right? So he's only showing you the alpha version. Okay, he ain't even shown you, you know.
Yeah, that's
the release.
That's the way they did in GoBusters too. Is for the longest time they had two basic Megazords, and then they would just put stuff on top of them that was based around whatever the monster was that they were beating. And then eventually they had alpha and beta, then eventually they added like a gamma and a whatever. But for the most part, it's either the really tall, thin one or the shorter, wide one.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Devin was already out there trying to figure out, like, going back to the scene of the crime, in a sense, like trying to figure out why he froze. And so since the other two are still struggling, he has to go and fight this little giga drone situation.
Can I say real quick how much I love that he wasn't, it wasn't like he had to be told by someone else, oh, go back to where you fought and maybe look for something else. He's just he has the idea by himself. I'm going to go back and look and see if we missed anything.
You mean he has initiative? You
right.
know, he what?
He rolled a natural 20.
It's crazy.
Crazy. Hello. So yeah. No, he goes out there and he's like, listen, him and Cruz out here linking up, getting together, megazording it up, or what is it? What is it? It was a racer sword, beast racer sword.
Yeah.
He's about to fight him, doing the thing. All of a sudden, billboard of woofies.
Yeah, I gotta pronounce that really correctly.
Woofies!
Enunciate.
Woofies! How did this pass? Like, how did this pass, like, regular, like, network
woof.
Regular? How?
Woof! Woofies!
Woof! Woofies?
No.
Woo? Woofies? No? No? No. Woofies?
No?
Woofies?
No Cosbys. None of those.
I mean, because first of all, the billboard didn't even have a URL, didn't have a phone number, didn't have nothing on it, right? So you can't even get these woofies? Woofies.
It was a snack, probably. Promotion for a snack.
Sure. But how are you going to get the snack?
The grocery store.
Where can I find it? There's nothing on this. So this is what I said. This is woofies. Woofies. This is what I said. Okay. Somebody out here with their dog propaganda. Okay. Out here, they didn't even need to tell you where to get it because, okay, they out to get Devin. That's what they are. That's what they're trying to do. They're like, oh, ho, ho, you are anti-dog. Okay, I got you. Let's put this billboard up right now, right in your eye line of a mega. You see, this is the other thing. Like, if you're in a big old Megazord, right? How on earth are you gonna, like, how far is this billboard? How far can you just, like, you can see this billboard bright as big as day right in the middle, right in the middle of a fight? You're just like, oh, look, let me look at billboards in the area. Okay, let me see here. Right, there's all right, go vote for your senator. Okay, great, awesome. That's make sure you get your doctor appointment. Okay, woofies. Why? I'm just like, all right, you guys, like
woofies only in New Zealand.
I don't know, man. Like, I thought that was, like, pushing it to me.
Well, maybe they, you know, maybe they're a small company, so they can only afford one billboard high up on a building where there are no other billboards anywhere remotely around, you know? cut them some slack. Maybe they don't have a fancy website yet.
So then they built the billboard and put it way up like 50 billion stories high where only Megazords can see it.
Yeah, those are the cheap ones.
And cost a glitch on Devon again.
Yeah, it costs money to get ones that you can see from the highway.
And then they put up far so high, right? That they're like, man, you know what? Ah, man, like we can't afford nothing, right? But like if one person sees it, we're good. If one person sees our billboard and the one person that sees it freezes and probably won't remember to look at it or won't even want to look at it because it's woofies. Woofies. I can't.
It was a Gundam Wing fan, a very disgruntled one.
I just, y'all literally named, you have a roofies pun. How do you have a pun about roofies in this children's show?
Just devastated thinking about not being able to look at doggos again. That would pain me greatly.
They're good dogs, Brent.
I want to look at dogs, dang it.
Yeah, it's like at least when it was chickens, you know, you can go a long time without seeing a chicken. But now, I see dogs every day.
Does he freeze if he like looks at a McNugget? Because like it doesn't look like a chicken.
I think it had to be like a stereotypical chicken. Like I don't think it was like chicken products. At least I don't remember those like making him freeze. Like he didn't just see like a plate of fried chicken and just like lock up.
Not like a bunch of chicken slurry that was pushed into a nugget shape.
Hey, you don't talk bad about my McNuggets. I know they're slurry, but they're delicious slurry.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh man, I just had a sad thought. I hope that like Mayor Dad doesn't have a dog.
Aww.
Oh no, then Devin separated from his best friend.
Wow. That'd be really like if he didn't have a dog, he's gonna get one now. You know that's in the storyline somewhere. Like Mayor Dad's coming in, like doop doop boop boop. Hey son, here's our new best friend.
Oh, we're gonna have to have the storyline where he's playing a video game that has virtual dogs in it.
Stupid.
Oh no, I froze up for playing this generic game that I can't name.
Cool.
I'm playing that video game. You know, you've heard of the one. It's called MMO. I just got a pet in it. Let's see what it is. You got a dog. Oh no.
Well, he needs one of them Tamagotchis, right? And like instead of
very instead of like a current,
just instead of like just a like a blob, they're like, hey, here's our new friend, and it looks like a dog. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It might end the is Goofy really a dog debate or not. Does he freeze when he sees Goofy?
That's true. Put Goofy in one room, Pluto in the other, and see which one he freezes up against.
So we need to figure out how many times that they're going to use this weakness against him in this season, because dogs are everywhere. Literally, dogs are everywhere. So is he going to have to wear a black? Yo, is this going to be like a Bird Box situation?
Well, yeah, and that's the weird thing. It's like the other two, their weaknesses are based on, you know, fighting. The thing they do every single day in every single episode. He just has to avoid dogs. Shouldn't be that difficult, but I'm sure it will prove to be so.
Like, during monster attacks, do they tell people to put their dogs inside?
Yeah, just don't walk. Don't walk down near the dog park.
But you can't. But you shouldn't tell your enemies your weaknesses. Then they'll just like throw kryptonite at you, like every chance that they can get.
Yeah, just make a robot that looks like a dog, and then he won't be able to do anything.
Lord have mercy. You want to have Dogotron or some kind of foolishness? Chow bad.
Murphy.
The Clifford crossover.
That's all we need. We just need the big red dog.
Oh, red, big red dog versus big red cheetah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Love it. Already. Yeah. Already. But yeah, no, but look, the other Rangers, when they figure out what their weaknesses are and how to overcome them,
they go and they try to save Devin from unfreezing himself, you know, and then they use their teamwork. They use their little teamwork to help him out and save the day.
And I like the fact that, you know, they're actually in their cockpits and not some stupid American cockpit where you're jumping around like you're playing Wii Fit or something. None of that nonsense.
What?
It was fine for like the first time that we saw it.
We don't, you know, need special modes just to be in a Megazord. That makes sense.
What? What, you don't like all six Rangers being in a giant room standing on 5 foot wide circles going, hi-ya!
Oh, it's so powerful. I need a fancy shield on me right now so I can be in here in this cockpit.
I need a battleizer mode to be in my cockpit.
Yeah, right? Like all they did is Devin got a little bit of a helmet change when he pulled out his weapon, you know. That'll sell an extra toy right there. But I like the idea, like, what is the point of having a gun shaped like a cheetah if it transforms into gun mode before you get it? Like what is the discernible purpose of having it look like a cheetah?
You know, branding.
Show the toy, sell the toy.
They locked themselves into an idea and had to just go with it.
Like what's Nate's thinking? Like, you know, I want to give him this really cool gun so he can do his finishing move, but I need to shape it like an animal. I just have to.
He is 12. So that's true. Know.
So talking about animals, so we recover eating a carrot.
Oh,
I
yeah.
thought they were oh, going to no. the same joke with Ravi eating a banana, but they didn't went that far.
That would have made sense, but that would have not helped them with Sentai footage. Yeah. But I agree, it would have made sense.
But that carrot was delicious.
Oh my god! You could promote the healthy eating to the children.
I just love that he had like. He had like a fresh carrot ready to go.
I mean, he had his lunch, right? So he had the carrots and some other green stuff in there. You know?
He had his Tupperware. He was ready to go.
I mean, you know, Bugs Bunny happened to be visiting the base that day and brought a whole carrot.
They sent Ben and Betty to the grocery store.
There you go.
You know, he had his lunch.
Yeah, if it was Go Busters, he'd just be carrying around a big case of candy. You know, like, oh, I got all my candy ready, guys. Oh, Zoe, you need a handful of Gobstoppers? Here you go. Ready for battle.
At least that makes more sense. Who carries around a whole carrot?
It's his lunch! It was in a Tupperware! It's like a bento box! Like,
you slice that carrot up, and you put it in with your greens and stuff.
There are people who eat raw carrots. Like, we did.
And I don't associate with those
people. Oh, gosh. I mean, listen, that was sure convenient. Huh? However, at least if, like you could be like, oh, yeah, he took it from his lunch. He's sharing. See, look, sharing is caring, kids. It is. Somewhat. Anywho. Listen, man. Anything about the Zord sequences that we, besides, you know, them not standing on, what is it, 5 foot like platforms or whatever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I guess it was just so, I'm just like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to look. Like, I didn't even realize, like, oh yeah, that's what we've had for a while. Like, Ninja Steel was like that too, huh?
Yeah. By the way, we are ignoring the fact that rabbits don't actually eat carrots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Okay, just checking. Just making sure that that's just a cliche. That's not real.
But Bugs Bunny...
She's just based off of Bugs Bunny. That's all it is.
Ah, fantastic. But yeah, you're right. They've been doing those stupid cockpits in Samurai. They're just the worst.
Like, I didn't, you know what? I didn't mind it. And I really didn't. I thought it was cool. I understood why they had to do it. I got it. Like, I was like, all right, you know what, Samurai, Super Samurai, y'all do it, right?
Yeah, because they did it then. They didn't do it in either of the Mega Forces. They kept the Sentai footage, but then they did it for Dino Charge and Ninja Steel. But yeah, it's a thing.
So now we're back to normal. So that's good. Okay, yeah, especially when you see the screens at the side of them, like they like talk to each other, like, yeah, we did the thing. Yeah, I can help you with the thing. So, yeah, you get some of that.
It actually feels like the pilot seat of a giant robot.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, the Rangers are all hyped. They're like, yes, we did this, and that was amazing. Wasn't that cool? And that everything, whatever. And then Commander Shaw looked like she gonna be the buzzkill, but like, listen. Okay, today was hard. Evox is doing his thing, but you know, you guys did a good job, so congrats. You completed your first mission. Yay! I'm like, yo, why you gotta scare me like that, woman? Jeez. But she does bring up the whole leader thing again, and the other two
defer. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, so. It's Devin. He saved us. We love you, Devin.
Like, yeah, you are wearing red. Okay.
Right.
Yes.
You do have your own Megazord.
I do. It's kind of better than ours. So, if you just say you'll be the leader, then we can just get over this, okay? So let's just do that. Yeah.
You stand in the middle. So, yeah.
Yeah. But Ben and Betty, they had the little moment at the end, right? When Devin was thanking them for their hard work or whatever, and then Ben is like, nah, it's okay, you don't mention it. She's like,
you better.
Hello, do mention it a lot. I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's I like that humor. I like that. That's funny. Yeah. So, but they had to just get one more in.
Again. You know the best part about watching that is when they're like, let's do a group hug, and then Jax just sits there. He don't move one inch. He just sits there.
He's like, I'm not part of this foolishness. And neither was Commander Shaw, and neither was, I mean, they know what's up. But I liked how Robbie was trying to fight it all the time. He's like, I'm not getting in this little hug situation. I told y'all what I felt. But then he got coerced.
It was their Power Rangers.
And then they got zapped. So like Robbie knew what was up. He knew.
Well, what other way to get them to go than with electricity?
There you go. It was cute. It was nice.
And they all laugh. Ha ha, you
electrocuted me.
Yeah, electrocuted me. Thanks. Ha ha, that's so funny. The end.
My heart stopped for a second. That's hilarious. Oh,
you found my one weakness, being electrocuted.
I'm a pacemaker. It's funny. Okay.
I'll be dead in a week.
Fantastico.
Oh my god.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, we could have gotten gratuitous French this season, but we didn't. So,
I would have loved for some gratuitous French. Enter was so entertaining.
Enter was fantastic. I'm just imagining it on the same level as Fantastico, though.
Oh, man. I don't want Blaze to try to
speak French.
Any foreign language. I don't care. No, nothing from you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But yeah, so overall, guys, this is the part of the episode where we grade it from 1 to 5. 1 being the worst, 5 being the best. So we'll go around and you give you little numbers. Grade the episode 2, Evox's Revenge. Who would like to start?
I'll go first. I would give this a solid 3.5 out of 5.
Okay. Listen. Here's the other rule. There are no halvesies.
This is not Ranger Board.
I'll just round down to a 3. It was a very solid episode. There was a lot of talking going on, a lot of exposition, a lot of establishing things, and while some of that didn't bother me so much, it's like, you know, I'm like, show us. show us some of this stuff. I'll accept being told a lot. Just show us a couple of things. It did a very good job of continuing the first episode with the characterizations and seeing them interact as a team. And I'm, you know, pretty excited to see where it goes.
All right, so 3 out of 5 from Jason. All right, who's next? What about Victor? What you think?
I'll give it a 4.
Oh.
It was really good with the premiere, kept the continuity of the plot. Acting was good. Yeah, overall, it's surprising. It's giving it feels. It's good.
Right.
Let's hope it keeps going that way.
You know. Please.
Please no. Please don't be another Dino Charge.
So, Batgirl, what you think?
I would also give it a 4 out of 5.
All right.
Yeah, I was entertained. I thought that they did a pretty good job with the exposition and world building. I like the characterizations, and really it was enough that it made me want to see more, and I was solidly entertained through the entire thing. And really, that's the whole thing, is that we watched the show because we love it, and it was a lot of reminding me why I love the show. So, aww. 4 out of 5.
Okay. I will say, because I'll go next, I will say that I'm going to give this episode 3. Straight up, straight no chaser, 3. Right? There were some good moments. I love that Commander Shaw is a scene stealer. Keep doing that. Give me life. I love her. More her all the time. Awesome. And there were moments, bits and pieces here that was like, oh, okay, I see. That's cool. Why it's a 3 is because it was a lot of exposition. A lot of exposition. And there's certain things, especially when you go, coming from a premiere where a lot of things weren't introduced yet. Right? So we didn't see any Zords. We didn't barely. Did they morph in that one? They morphed? No. Wait. Somebody morphed. Yeah, they did morph. Yes. At the end.
They got. They didn't morph themselves, but they got morphed into the suits.
Right. So, like, there's so many things that kind of like led up to that team coming together that we normally don't. That we would normally already see in like other premieres, right? So mm-hmm. There was a lot of things that they had to, you know, introduce in the second episode. However, it was a lot of like dropping names. The Vargoyles, and this is the Giga Drone, and this is the Robo thing with the thing and the blah blah, and this thing and this and the blah blah, and all these words and them everything. And then they had the weaknesses, and it was a lot. It was a lot of things to introduce. And part of me felt like it could have done a little bit better in spreading things out. Like some of these things could have been spread out to another episode where they can introduce some more stuff so that all this introduction isn't crammed into the second episode. With that said, they did a decent job with what they gave us. So 3.
Yes. I am also solidly in the 3 territory. Not as good as the first episode. Definitely the first episode was better. But still very, very solid. Some very nice character moments. A lot of inference about who Ravi and Zoe are as people and what motivates them, which I really enjoyed. Good thing Ben and Betty got that moment, because at the beginning of the episode I was like, eh. But then they got that nice moment where they saved Devin. I'm like, okay, I'm feeling it. The weaknesses, I think they actually are a little bit better than they were in Go Busters. Although the gorilla thing, I'm like, okay, you didn't really explain that very well. Yeah. But overall, yeah, definitely a very solid start. But we're also at the point now where it's like, okay, you have introduced all of your main characters, good and bad. You've shown the Zords. You haven't had a Megazord thing, but you've shown all the Zords, shown all the things, all the buddies. Episode 3, now it's like, okay, we got to hit the ground running. The exposition is over. We got to get to solid just the character stuff, okay? Now, let's actually go forward. You've laid your groundwork. You were a little sloppy with it in the second episode. Not too bad, a little bit, but now, you know, we really need to show and prove a regular standard episode.
He said the exposition is over.
But theoretically, hopefully, one can dream.
Well, it's the majority of this, right? Like you hope, like they've explained enough where it's like everything else we should be learning through characters, through, you know.
Yeah, right. And it was still very good. Like if they had been a little cleaner with that exposition and a little less of it, I'd be in four territory. Like I'm not that far off.
Gotcha. But overall, so all of us are going to be watching the next episode, like. You know, because sometimes, you know, we watch a premiere or we watch, you know, a couple of episodes and you're like, you know what? Not for me. We're done. I'm done. But I guess all of us are going to be watching episode 3 then.
Not as it airs, because I will not wake up at 8 o'clock for anything.
Yes! Thank you.
But that's what the DVR is for.
Right? Like, I woke up at like 10:30 and I watched. I'm like, okay, that's good. I can do that. Like, I look in our chat, and Seamus and Lisa have been talking about the episode. I'm like, that's cute. I'm not doing that. I'm sleeping. It's 8 o'clock.
It's my reward for going to the gym on Saturday mornings. I have a 10 a.m. gym, and when I get back, I get to watch Power Rangers. It's fantastic.
So here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. Because last, the premiere, I think its ratings were like a 0.7 and change. In terms of how many people were watching at that particular time. And, you know, not the greatest. However, lately I have been having a little bit of beef with how I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's Nickelodeon. I don't know if it's, you know, whomever is owning Power Rangers, because it used to be the Saban folks and now it's the Hasbro folks. I don't know what it is. But why is it so hard to obtain this show when it's on the air?
Thank you. Why?
Like, yes, do I have a DVR? Sure. But I don't have a television in my room for reasons that, you know, I'm just like, well, you know, I have my computer. So, like, whatever. Like, I can stream stuff, whatever. I pay for cable. Okay? Probably pay too much. And yet, I pay for a DVR, okay? Which my mom mostly uses. But I'm just like, you know what? Let me just DVR apartment just in case I oversleep or whatever, whatever. But then I come to find out that I can't watch the DVRs on my computer. I can stream the show when it's on the air, like, you know, through you know, like, because I have Verizon, so like, I can stream. That's great, wonderful. But I'm like, okay, fine, I can't watch the DVR on my computer. Okay, so it should be easy for me to find the show on the website the next day, right? So that I can just watch it on my computer, because that's what Ninja Steel used to do, right? Wrong. Nickelodeon took all their shows, okay, and say, hey, you can watch this on the app. All right, okay, right, I see y'all, all right, fine, whatever. So I'm just like, wow, so they're really doing this to all Nickelodeon shows? Like, I can't go to an iTunes or whatever. I'm like, no. Nickelodeon has shows, their shows, on iTunes, and you know, you probably, I didn't check the Amazon, but I'm guessing you're probably your Amazons and all the other things. While
I check, it's not there.
It's not on Amazon, but iTunes.
No, it's neither on iTunes.
No. I'm talking about other Nickelodeon shows, like your Henry Dangers, right. and your Game Shakers, and your SpongeBob's and all that stuff. You can buy episodes on iTunes from them shows. Even with the Henry Danger, you can buy, when it's currently on the air, you can go and buy the episode, and I'm guessing it's a day after it premieres, right? I'm guessing, because that's usually how people roll. And you can buy it, and then you can enjoy it on your computer.
Yep.
Power Rangers, on the other hand, you can't actually buy it until the season is over, and we have to wait. We gotta wait till nobody cares, and then you can buy the season. Like, jeez, like, come on, man. Like, really, though? Like, I know this is a rant from me, but it's just like, it should not be this hard. in order to obtain and watch content that I actually care to watch. Shouldn't be this hard.
They have some sort of deal where with some sort of streaming service that's either starting or it hasn't finished yet, because like a lot of these, like Disney took all its content off of Netflix. It might be one of those things where it's like they have some sort of deal coming up, so they're not really. But you're right; it shouldn't be that difficult, no matter what, because ultimately you're trying to get people to watch something new. It shouldn't be that hard.
And the thing is, I kind of understood their deal. You know, if they had a deal with Netflix or they had a deal with because Lionsgate is the one that deals with their current season. Neo Saban seasons, right? Mm-hmm. So I can understand that deal because on the Nickelodeon website, you can watch the episode the next day if you pay for a cable provider or something like that. I'm like, okay, at least I pay for a thing that I already pay a lot of money. So at the very least, let me watch it on my computer. Fine. That's fine. You wait, you watch from ads, okay, fine. But now it's gotten even worse. You can't even watch it on your computer. You have to go watch it on some mobile app, this is ridiculous. It's dumb. It's so asinine. And the thing about it is like, it's not as asinine with the other shows because these other shows are available elsewhere. So well, you have options. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. I don't know. That's why I have DirecTV now. I like it. It's cheap. And it just records it for me automatically. And I don't have to pay for a DVR. It's just part of the system.
Same. So, yeah. That's what
it's fantastic. Got. The only problem is that, like, as I said, record all of Beast Morphers. And then I look at it and says, we have recorded 13 episodes. I'm like, the hell you have? I don't want to watch. Don't tell me to watch Sheriff Skyfire again. I watch that crap.
Like the same one, but like with the DirecTV, are you able to watch that on your computer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And yep. And so here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, and this is partially not even like a Power Ranger thing, but whatever. Here's the other thing, though, right? Is that I pay a lot of money to get all the channels that I want, right? Because I am a TV watcher. I like TV. I like television. I like to sit down and flip through channels because there's something that's going to pop up on my screen. I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks interesting, that I normally wouldn't seek to go out for. Gross. And then, so you have these, you know, your, what is it, Philo and your DirecTV yada yadas or whatever that are popping up. But then like, yep, you can get these channels, but not these because we haven't made a deal with them yet, because, or, you know, Viacom, hey, listen, you want to do a thing? Hey, pay like 5 billion times more money. And it is just ridiculous of like the hoops and the valleys and the things that I have to go through in order to just be like, I want almost all the channels. I don't need HBO. I don't need Showtime. I'm not that type of person. I'm good. However, I just want to have the kids shows and the sports shows and things and all of them come together, and I want to watch it on my computer and not pay $500.
I pay like $50 a month, so
I don't even know how much we pay, but we have to pay extra for all the football, so
see, I don't even need all the footballs. I just, you know, just your basic ESPNs, you know what I'm saying, basic. Yeah. You know, like, I just, you know, I just need the channels where, like, if a pop culture king comes up and I'd be like, well, it came on this channel. And I'm like, sure, bloop. And I go there and I'm like, ha ha, that's a pop culture thing. And then I'm done. Like, I don't need, I'm a simple girl with simple needs.
I will say that these streaming cable providers are getting much better, because even a year ago, they didn't have some of the local stations if you lived in certain areas. And they just constantly are adding things. So
I see.
Yeah, it's getting better. At a pretty quick rate. So,
okay.
And a lot of those sites you can go to, and like they have different tiers, and like you click on the tiers and it'll like highlight these are the channels this tier has, and then you click on the next tier and like, oh, this one might be gone, but now this one's added or whatever. So you can find your tiers, or you can be like, I want the $30 basic package, but then I want to also pay an extra $5 for all the sports channels. You know?
And the thing is that once you need the internet access, that doesn't suck in order for you to appreciate that. And so then if you go and you want to go and get your good internet access by itself, you can't, they want to charge you an arm and a leg. Like, they, people want to charge you an arm and a leg. So by the time that you get the arm and a leg that you bought and then you go buy the special stuff, then you are paying possibly more than if you were just stuck with the foolishness of just this all-in-one situation that they got me going.
I can't speak to that because I pretty much have to get whatever my apartment complex wants me to get in that respect for internet. But
it is so ridiculous that we're in 2019 and it should not be this hard to say, I pay this amount of money. You mean to tell me, and then it's just this old system of like, you got to buy the extra box to, like, no, I don't want to buy an extra box. I'm sorry. I already pay way more money than I should be paying. So you're letting me stream the shows and you're letting me record the DVR. So just play it on my computer and we'll all be happy and call it a day. I pay for one box. One box is good enough. Stupidness, you're renting a box for the rest of your life. I can't. Anyway,
no box.
Anyway, this is dumb. It's dumb. But I digress. This is not cable talk.
Hasbro, Nickelodeon, please make it happen. iTunes, Season Pass, or Amazon. Just get
when the season is on, not 5 billion years after.
Right now, yeah. Right? By the season passes, you get the episodes weekly. Make it happen, Hasbro, Nickelodeon, whatever.
I mean, is Ninja Steel up on Netflix yet? The ending? Because it wasn't.
Oh, you mean the Super Ninja Steel? No, yeah. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know.
I refuse to type Ninja Steel into my Netflix history. I don't want it to know.
You don't want to know?
It might be there, but yeah, leave it there.
I need to sign out before I search for that.
You start searching. Oh gosh. Yeah, no, it should not be this hard to get power. It should not be. And you know what the irony is that when we were getting all those DVDs and everything, we're like, yo, this is amazing. We can watch Power Rangers anytime we feel like. This is awesome. Yeah, it was awesome. You can like watch it anytime you feel like. But then the current show is hard to get. Are you trying to tell us something? Like, you were not proud of the current show? Is that what you're trying to tell me? But now be proud. Be proud. Let us buy. And you know what? What's the crazy thing? Is that I already pay for cable. Right? I already pay for all these things. And I'm willing to pay to download it again.
All right. You should stop that. don't be willing to do that.
But if... This is the thing, but I'm just telling you that I am not alone in this. Like, there are people. No, yeah,
it's definitely a Nick thing.
There are people like me who are willing to pay again for a thing that they like. It's possible. Like, just take the money.
It's been a Nickelodeon problem for a really long time because many, many years ago, and oh my God, I think it was going on a decade now, I watched Big Time Rush, and if I missed an episode... And I did not have DVR because the apartment complex I lived in, the cable provider would not give it to us. If I missed an episode, there was no way for me to find it legally anywhere.
That's ridiculous. Nickelodeon, get your act together, fool. Like, get out of here, man. Like, come on, man. Like, stop. So, they already treat Power Rangers like they're like the redheaded stepchild. Like, don't do that.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a term. It's a term.
But no, you're right, though. We are at a point where, like, every single new show out there, at least the last two or three episodes are usually available for free the next day. That should be the industry standard across the board.
Come on.
Like, you don't have to give me the whole season, but...
Not with Nickelodeon.
Yeah, like, it should just be common sense. The last two or at least two.
Yeah, man. Come on. Let's just go with the program.
Okay? See, I'm hard pressed to think of a company besides Nickelodeon that's not doing that. Like,
right? Yeah, it's ridiculous. So,
well, before we go, If anybody would like to plug anything, any websites, any things that they're doing, anything special, then feel free. I thank you guys. I thank Jason and Batgirl and Victor for joining us. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Thank you for the invite. Most welcome.
Any plugging before we go? Because, you know, I ain't do no commercial breaks. I ain't do nothing today.
Nothing. I host Tokyo Ladies Podcast, which is the only all-female that I know of. If there's another one that's popped up, let me know. Podcast about Tokyo, and we have episodes generally about once a month where we analyze from an intersectional feminist perspective. So,
all right. And where can I find you?
We are TokyoLadiesPodcast.libsyn.com. Or on Twitter at TokyoLadies_pod.
All right. All right. Anybody, any other plugs? You know, we got to get our plugs out. You know,
I'd like to plug Woofies.
But I knew that was coming.
If you're remember, if you're out at the bar and you suspect something, check your drinks for Woofies.
Oh, my God.
Available all over New Zealand. Yes.
Available on fine billboards everywhere.
All right, guys, you gotta check dog bowls too. All right, I hear you.
I don't have plans, but thank you for the opportunity. It was nice. It was a fun episode. I hope you guys like it when you hear it, and hoping for more. So let's keep it up.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
I'm out.
Good night.
I'm out. Good night.